Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And our show today is on, oh boy, I hadn't thought of the intention until this moment. The intention is only light, no fear. Only light, no fear. We'll be holding that through the whole show. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We have our next semester coming up for the Sound Healing Certificate Program and Associate Degree Program, October 5th, and that's here at the Institute. It's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights, and some weekends. And it goes to, for the certificate, goes through about the middle of December. For the associate's degree, it's a year and a quarter. Of course, the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree, so you could start with that and continue. And there's still room available if you might be interested. It's a very amazing program. I mean, we've got about 15 different instructors, and we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, the full range of what sound does. We go through all the different instruments, including the voice. We go through and let people practice with different instruments. You get to use the instruments in the store, which we have over 100 crystal bowls and 50 Tibetan bowls and a full range of other instruments. We also have all types of technologies, including sound chairs and sound tables and voice analysis that students get to play with. In the second, third, and fourth semester, students are doing research and also often working within the research foundation here if they want, and then doing treatments on people. It's really a profound experience. People are transformed amazingly. It's really heartening to see how much everybody is transformed. It's really about seeing the whole world as vibration. When you see the world as vibration, there's no judgment. There's no positive or negative. It just is. It just is. And then you'll learn how the laws of vibration as to how one frequency affects another, and that's how you are empowered to be in control of your life, be in control of your lower self, because we don't want to be in control of our higher selves. I think God's got that one covered. So that program is also happening online with live instructors or by video. So you can do it, the full certificate or associate degree online. And that's starting October 1st or October 6th. It works really well. You know, probably about 80% of the classes are the same online. About, you know, 10% we don't do online, but because they're like movement and such, or extended shamanic journeys. There's also another 10% that's better here. So, but if you can't make it, online is great. You can also do a combination of online and then come here for the summer intensive and do some classes live there. Because the summer intensive are the classes that are best done here. Then we have also the sound healing. It's not just sound healing; it's audio production, and we do a lot of sound healing. But it's also about making audio recordings that affect people in a much deeper way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have you learn the basics of Pro Tools or any other program you happen to be using, and then we talk about how to use it in really deep ways. I mean, how to use frequencies when you're using an equalizer to work with chakras, how to create binaural beats to entrain the brain into different brainwave states. Full range of how to do recording, mixing, and producing. That program also starts October 5th here at the Institute, and online October 6th. So if you're interested in any of those classes, you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, david@soundhealingcenter.com. all the information is online at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have an open house here on October 25th, although if you're interested in classes, you're welcome to come for a tour before then, so you can get in for October 5th. By the way, the next start time will be, like, I think, January 18th. We also have our therapy center. We do voice healing. Manuel does it over the phone. I do voice analysis over the phone or Skype. We can also find your soul note where you're at peace, that single frequency or note where you are completely still, which is really the main frequency that affects your whole system. Jeffrey Thompson has shown that when you're resonating that frequency, every organ goes into alignment. We have also the store here with all the crystal bowls and a full range of instruments. And you can find that at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. The therapy center is soundtherapycenter.com, although you can get to all of it at soundhealingcenter.com. Another thing that's happening is tomorrow night, Kevin James from Bali is doing a concert in Santa Cruz with some friends of mine. And if you're interested in that, you can call or email me as well, David at Sound Healing Center, or 415-777-2486. Later, we're going to be playing some music from Kevin James. He just played at our Sound Healing Conference, and twice, actually, and at the school as well. And it's just the best concert ever. I mean, Kevin is so rooted in love. He's just in a state of pure love all the time. And it's really kind of spoils all the other concerts because, you know, it's like I saw Jai Uttal, who love Jai Uttal. And he played on Sunday night after Kevin did his concert on Saturday night at the conference. And it was cool. Jai Uttal was cool. But, God, I just really missed the intense loving energy that was there with Kevin James. So we'll be playing some of that later. You know, so we just had our Sound Healing Conference. I just went to Mount Shasta to recover, you know, but it was just incredible. The conference was just quite amazing. I mean, I had over 100 people tell me it was like the best event they've ever been to. It was such a high time of bliss and joy and so much important information shared and concerts and then all types of experiential workshops as well that took people into bliss. And it just was really inspiring. Really inspiring. And so after doing the conference and going to Mount Shasta, I'm just like in bliss. Really in my heart, in bliss to the max. But I'm also really sad. The day before the conference, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who was our keynote presenter for the whole conference, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor is an oncologist in New York City who uses sound healing for his practice. And he's been using sound healing for about 15 years. He uses vibrational devices, kind of like sound tables, that vibrate your body. He actually has frequencies. We interviewed him on the show here a few weeks ago, and actually a month ago exactly. And he's written books on sound healing. He just wrote a book on how the frequencies of DNA can be manipulated through epigenetics by doing sound healing and completely convert the actual genes from cancer-causing genes or DNA to not cancer-causing and healthy DNA. So he has the science on precisely how sound healing can completely transform your life. So the day before the conference, he canceled. And because he said he had some type of really bad stomach bug. He even told me the specific name of it. So, you know, it was a bummer that he canceled, but, you know, what can you do? So then, the day after the conference, someone emails me and says, he's dead. Mitchell Gaynor is now dead. So immediately I called his secretary, who I'd been communicating with, and I'd also been communicating with him directly before the conference. And I said, what's up? Is it true? And she said, yes. And the New York Times has now put out an article that says that the coroner's official word is that he committed suicide. And there's no other information. Well, his secretary says that he didn't really have any emotional issues that she was aware of. And in the interview that I just did before the conference, he was saying how happy he is and so blessed to be doing work he loves with sound healing. And it brings him such joy. He also talked about how he has treatments that can help just about anybody with sound. Which is really true. So he's got techniques that can, you know, really help just about anybody. It doesn't sound like somebody that's about to commit suicide. So the details are even a little weirder because he was at his country home. He wasn't supposed to be at his country home. He doesn't normally go to his country home alone, and he's sick, so he'd normally be better to be in the city. And he had been in a wreck the morning before the conference, but he wasn't hurt in the wreck. And the wreck was like early in the morning at 4 in the morning, which is really weird. So there's just a lot of unusual circumstances around it. So, you know, over the internet, there's all this conspiracy stuff because, you know, there's like a dozen naturopathic type doctors that have died in the last 3 months, about a dozen. Well, one was shot, another had a heart attack. I mean, one had found a cure for cancer with alternative methods. Another had actually come up with proof that autism around, I think it was that autism is caused by vaccinations, right? And so there's all these, you know, so it fits in with that whole conspiracy things of these doctors being killed off. But who knows for sure, right? Who knows for sure? So then the whole journey that I go through is, should I be angry? I'm already got a little anxiousness and a little funky energy that I had from it. Just this really, I mean, if it were true, we don't know for sure, but if it's true, I mean, even just not knowing creates that kind of anxious buzz in your body. I know people that are really angry. And then I thought, this is not helpful. It's not helpful at all, it's particularly for me. I mean, you know, I think if there is something going on, to get upset about it or angry or go into fear, then it's like they're winning. That's what they want, is you to go into fear. So I just focused completely with my will and consciousness. Just focused completely on the beauty of what Mitchell Gaynor, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, has done. He was about to go on tour for his DNA book to a bunch of hospitals and medical schools all around the world. And so he was, what he's done is he's completely, was completely transforming the whole medical paradigm by using sound healing. He said that people would come into his office and it would be the worst day of their life because he would say, "You've got cancer." But then he would do a sound healing treatment on them, and he said often they would say, "I've never felt so peaceful in my life." So he said he gave them hope because he said if they could overcome that fear, it empowered them to be able to handle whatever they had going on. Because I think the largest part of cancer is the fear. You know, once someone says you've got cancer, the fear overtakes the disease. The fear is worse than the disease, I believe strongly. So he gave people hope. And in fact, we're actually looking for other doctors to take on his clients now. Been found quite a few that might be able to help. So it's really the beauty of what he's done to start moving things. Here's probably the most beautiful thing of all. Dr. Gaynor's been on Dr. Oz's show 4 times. And that has brought sound healing into the mainstream more than any other thing that's ever happened. Not to mention all the things he's doing and the whole template he set up for doctors to start following. You know, I mean, he said that when people come in with cancer, he spends like an hour just talking to them. I don't know how long, actually. He says that he talks to them about what's been going on in their life. Imagine going to a doctor and having them ask you about your whole life. I mean, this is the way it should be. And at the conference, what I did is I started thinking about a new template for doctors. No, not just doctors, for a medical system. And, you know, we're also working on this, the Sound Healing Research Foundation, that is, you know, looking at all the frequencies in the body, looking at all the frequencies of health when the body is healthy. And in fact, we're not actually looking for frequencies of diseases or to cure any disease. We're only looking for what frequencies would create health in the body, the template of perfection for each person. That's the whole goal of the Sound Healing Research Foundation. And then I thought, oh my God, am I in danger? And then I went through the whole another transformation of calling in angels, being in my power, maybe not going on Dr. Oz about the Sound Healing Research Foundation now. I had thoughts of doing that. In fact, we've already applied. Maybe not going out into the public so much. And that's what makes me sad. The whole thing about the possibility that there's foul play and the possibility, you know, that I should be careful. God, that makes me sad. I'm not going to go into fear. I'm not going into fear. But it does make me sad. But I must say, after the conference, I went into a state of bliss, and that bliss is still with me. So it's like I feel like 90% bliss, 10% sadness. Because I know the bliss is the place to be. That's the main thing that's going to change the world. When you're in a high vibration instead of, you know, sadness is not bad. I mean, you know, as long as you don't get depressed, you know. Sadness is not bad. So I've allowed myself to be sad about this. But, you know, at the same time, I'm blissful. There's so many positive things happening. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening. First of all, there's many things happening that we're working on that I don't think I'll be in trouble at all for. And that is, we're working with a autistic center here in the Bay Area, where there's 200 autistic people that we are going to be incorporating every sound healing treatment you could imagine. We're going to be doing playing my music, which has shown in various centers where there are autistic kids, to completely transform them just by having it playing in the room. I mean, there's YouTube videos about it on YouTube. And so we'll be playing the music. We'll have dolphins and pillows with subwoofers in them laying around the floor so they can go feel the vibration, get them in their body. We'll have sound chairs and sound tables there they can get on to get in their body. We'll have the listening program, which vibrates people, plays classical music and rolls off the low frequencies until it's just the high frequencies, and has been shown to exercise the stapedius muscle in the ear, which is associated with autism, and there's been really good results with this. So there will be a listening station for the listening program. Jeffrey Thompson has CDs for autism that activate with binaural beats the brain, the part of the brain where there's issues around autism. So we'll have a listening station with that. And then we're also looking at working creating a whole nonverbal language, which we do around here a lot, you know, where we just simply make sounds of how we're feeling. And so tuning into especially low-functioning autistic kids and adults, just making the sound of how they're feeling or how they look like they're feeling or what they're doing. And then, you know, hopefully at a certain point they'll catch on and start making sounds of how they're feeling as well. So creating a whole sound language, you know, to work with them. We've gone into detail. One of our instructors is a master at this, as well as myself. So there's really a lot of headway in that area. We're going to be doing research within the Research Foundation with these autistic kids and adults to really refine exactly what is effective. Besides that, we're also working with the PTSD Center, Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome, for the military. And it's a place the guy is setting up in Sacramento, and he's going to be using all our different treatments. We're using binaural beats to entrain people into a peaceful state. We have music, very specific music for depression that's unbelievably effective. We have, we can find, there are frequencies from psymotherapy that we use for depression, and we play those frequencies and actually have scripts, EFT, emotional freedom technique scripts that work with the frequencies from psymotherapy for depression. A full range of protocols for depression, for anger, for anxiety, and these are treatments that the students have been coming up with for the last 6 years. So every second, third, and fourth semester, I have students come up with treatments for depression, anxiety, and anger. And so we have the best of those treatments for these centers. And so that's making huge headway. And I can really visualize this going into many, many VA centers across the nation. Right? So there's a lot of things happening, and I'll mention more about the curriculum we're doing for kids in school as well in a bit. But I want to take a little break, and I want to play a song by Kevin James that is one of the most uplifting songs that he does. It's quite amazing. And this is Mother Gaia. And so let's do active listening. While we're listening to this, hold that frequency of bliss and no fear. This is Mother Gaia by Kevin James. And
from deep within the Mother Gaia and reaching out to the Father Son, oh, I'm so grateful for this life and to be serving the will of the One. From deep within the Mother Gaia and reaching out to the Father Son, oh, I'm so grateful for this life and to be serving the way and the light. Om Hare Ho, Om Hare Ho, Om Hare Ho, Om Hare Ho. Om Hare Om, Hare Om, Hare Om, Hare will see us through these times. I pray for the one, I pray for the freedom to choose love, to illuminate my heart and mind. Hari Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Hari 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 Om.
Yeah. Om Hare Om. Om Hare Om. Om Hare Om. Om Hare Om. Om Hare
So many things happening that are so positive. We're doing a curriculum right now for a Montessori school for sound healing, to add in sound healing to a Montessori school. And it's going to be based on sounds, music, and sacred geometry, three different areas. We're getting a whole grant to be able to do it. And this woman who owns two Montessori schools for the last 26 years, she's really excited about it because she wants to create something more in the school to get people, get the kids in their bodies, because there's so much ADD and they're not really focused anymore. She said over the last 5 years, it's gotten much worse. And with the sound, they can actually get into their bodies more. So she's really excited, and we've put a lot of work into the proposal, and it looks really good so far. Looks like it's a done deal, actually. But the cool thing about that is that then we're going to take that and create a whole template for bringing sound healing into every school. I mean, imagine that all kids are actually doing sound healing and doing, just toning, using their voice, exploring how frequencies work, how the universe works as far as the basis of the structure of the whole universe, how sacred geometry works, and how it is the basis of all, and how to empower themselves to be able to really deal with any type of emotional issue or any type of physical issue, and just be much more in the state of, you know, happiness, gratitude, compassion, and ultimately love, and even a state of oneness with the universe, ultimately. And to be able to learn how to use tuning forks and crystal bowls. Oh, my God. I mean, this is like so, so major. And the cool thing is, once we've got this template, then we now have an investor that's funding the whole of 2,000 centers across Asia and Africa. And I just saw an email, actually, while I was listening to this. I just saw a Skype, since I'm on Skype, that the funds should be, they're starting to transfer the funds on Monday, which is just the day after tomorrow. You know, it's just unbelievable what's happening. With this funding, the main source of funding where this is coming from is a group that's working with like about a dozen countries around the world doing different deals and such. And it's really a major thing that's happening. A lot of people have been talking about the reevaluation of the Iraqi dinar, which will make a bunch of people rich. But also what's happening with all of this is there will be trillions and trillions of dollars that are being released to help for humanitarian. Some are even talking about a massive forgiveness of all debt around the world. And a lot of people are talking about this culminating tomorrow because of the lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, I forget which one it is. But there's it's a really profound time, and Matt Kahn is talking about, you know, us going into the light, and a lot of people getting actually very freaked out because there's going to be so much energy, but a lot of other people are just going to be really going into bliss. But it could be very easily tied into a whole economic change on the planet that could be quite profound. And to get really out there, there's the guy Corey Good that David Wilcock is interviewing now on Gaiam TV. He's from a secret military system that is throughout the entire solar system, where he says there's like 10 million people placed throughout our entire solar system, and actually in other galaxies as well, that is a whole secret program, and it's in detail. But the cool thing, whether it's true or not, and he does sound very believable when you listen to him, the cool thing is he's saying that all of these new technologies from outer space that are way beyond what we know here, that because they've been working with a lot of different alien beings, are going to come to us, and that we are going to no longer be debtors, like they call us when from outer space. They think of the Earth as all debtors. You know, so there's major transformation going on. And, I mean, not to mention the whole thing that Metatron talks about of all of us going into love and light more and more. I mean, all these light workers, Patricia Cota Robles, I mean, full range are saying that we're going into a whole nother realm of love and light. And it's all going to be completely transformed. And energetically, everybody's been talking about the last 2 weeks, things are just amped up. I mean, the energy is really intense. A lot of people going into intense anxiety because the energies are so high, and a lot of people just getting blissed out because the energies are so high. So that's another thing that Tom Kenyon, the main guy in sound healing, he talks about. He says these high energies that are coming into the planet, you can either go into anxiety or you can use them to go to higher states of consciousness. You simply go into states of gratitude, states of love, compassion, or, if you know how to a state of complete oneness. These energies will actually feed that, and it can be used very easily. So if you feel any anxiety at this time or in the next few weeks or any time, realize, think about just stopping and doing a meditation with sound. And it's as simple as simply doing an om, because it's about a consistent tone. Om. Om. Amazing. Just doing that. Like, that was 30 seconds. How it transforms you. It makes you more still. Because again, peace is a frequency consistently humming. So, we're changing. It's changing drastically. And the trick is to definitely not allow yourself to go into fear, anxiety, anger, any of these. And in fact, I was just in a pyramid in Mount Shasta, and I got the information that you have to be completely empowered and take that energy of empowerment intensely and focus it on none of this negative emotions that break down your body physically, fear, anxiety, and anger. It's like taking that intense energy of anger and focusing it on absolutely not allowing yourself. But again, you can't really do no anger. You can't kill anger. You can't kill or, you know, do no, you know, it's not like you release anxiety. Well, you do, but the whole point is simply going to higher emotions, simply running gratitude for all of these challenges, simply running compassion for all the people that are suffering, including yourself, simply running love for no reason at all. Or, if you know how, just going to that state of bliss, of oneness, running these higher emotions along with the sound. And whenever you make a sound and do the higher emotions at the same time, then it's much stronger. You create a resonant field. I want to play one more song by Kevin James to end here. So again, we're holding love and light instead of fear. Love and light only. Let's play Hummy Hum From Hum, Kevin James. And again, hold that energy of love and light.
We and we are one. We are we and we are one. We are we and we are one. We are we and we are one. Hami hum brahm hum. 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 We are we and we are one. We are we and Hami ham ram ham, 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 hami ham ram ham.
We are we. We
Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham
Hami Ham Ram Ham
Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham Ram Ham Hami Ham
If you do a search for Kevin James Carroll, I think it's C-A-R-R-O-L-L, or it's Heart Songs, or Kevin James Heart Songs. And he's got all of his CDs on his website where you can buy them for any amount you like. He's got them where you just put in the amount you want to pay and you get the whole CD, which is unbelievable. It's like the new way to be. I mean, imagine if everybody did that, and we'd have a complete world of abundance, and it's starting to happen. Very cool. I just want to say, may Dr. Mitchell Gaynor's soul rest in sounds of peace. So, it's really, again, about this higher energy to even just visualize a world where we take back our power to heal ourselves and to heal each other. And I do a sound to help bring that into being with all beings of light, all angels, archangels, ascended masters, and positive aliens, to bring into being this world, no fear, just love and light. Hold that energy forever. Thanks for listening.